Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Economics. We're back after a little week off for work situations and such. We're back to talk all things going on in nerddom. Brian's here. I'm here. How you doing, Brian? How's things?
Good, Mark. We got a lot to talk about.
We do.
It's great to be back. It's great. I love doing these shows in the studio.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's like a therapy session.
You always say that.
Lay down. Tell me your problems.
But sounds dirty.
That's what they tell you. That's what they do. I've never been to therapy, so I don't know.
I don't think you have to lay down anymore. I think that's a TV trope or a movie trope.
I figure if I lay down, I'm just taking a nap.
Yeah, if I lay down.
It's like, here, take a siesta for a couple minutes. Right. I'm like, all right. Do you leave the room? Give me like an hour.
Right.
I'll give you the money just to be able to take a nap.
Yeah.
That's a bracket that someone should come up with.
We got a lot to talk about. We got to catch up.
Nap zones.
With each other. We're going to talk about the Crow trailer that came out.
Yes.
We're going to be talking the road to WrestleMania.
Yes.
This week we're going to be seeing Ghostbusters.
We are.
Our review will be next week.
Correct.
But first, before we get into anything else, just as a friendly reminder that next Friday, will be the Bristol Comic Book Toy Convention in Bristol, Connecticut.
Cliffscon. After dark.
It's going to be at the...
It's After Dark song.
It is After Dark.
It's going to be... After Dark. Yeah, say it like that. Cliffscon After Dark. All sexy and such.
The Doubletree Hotel, 42
Century
Drive.
Yes, that's my sexy voice.
Drive.
That's how I got Claire. I'm like, hey, how you doing? I talked to her like that. Instant. She's like, I love you. I'm like, I know.
This is, okay. This is more information than I need to know. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., over 75 dealers. It's $5 to get in. There's going to be special guests, a costume contest with cash prizes.
Yes.
Matt Ryan will be doing free caricatures.
He will be.
So, next Friday, on Good Friday, if you got the day
off.
Oh,
man. Easter weekend.
Down. Easter's early this year.
Yes. Stock up. Fill your baskets at CliffsCon After Dark.
It's a great time for the whole family.
Yes. Fun had by all.
I think kids under 10 get them for free.
Oh, I think you're just throwing things out there. You don't know it's true. I will say the thing that is true is if you show up to the show dressed as Brian, you get a free prize from his booth.
Oh, maybe I am wrong. He doesn't say that. I'm used to the East.
You have too many shows. Too many shows you promote. That's what happens when you're a business promoter. You have too many things going on.
I know.
You keep track of all the wheelings and dealings.
Well, anyway, admission's $5. I hope to see you there. Did the sticker thing. Got stickers.
Yeah.
They sell well.
Yes.
Then we introduced pins last two shows. Sold very well.
Nice.
Now we're introducing even more tchotchkes.
Oh.
We got more. We got some cool keychains.
Oh.
We got some cool...
lapel pins?
Well, we have a bunch of new pins.
Oh, a bunch of new pins. There you go.
A bunch of new stickers.
Yeah. You know, he knows in the pins.
And we have tons of keychains
Executive producer Josh is big into pins. He's a pin guy.
Oh, well.
He used to have a coat full of pins.
He wore incessantly. We have tons of pins.
And it was annoying. And thankfully, he doesn't wear that jacket anymore because it was terrible.
Anyway, I hope to see everybody there. It's going to be a fantastic show.
So that's why.
Oh, my Lord.
It did.
Okay.
It did.
Let's jump into business.
We've been gone
for 2 weeks.
Yes. Things happened. They put out a Crow trailer.
Now, they have, but we'll get to that.
I'm just saying.
You told me you checked out Shogun.
I did.
I've been dying to watch.
I started watching Shogun because there's a, it's getting to that weird part of time when I'm running out of things to watch. So I was like, I got to look for something. And I'm like, oh, that Shogun show, that's been going on. I'll jump into that. Not knowing that season was still going on.
Yes.
Which I should have waited until the season was over because I'm like, God dang it, I gotta wait for the show to air again.
I'm gonna start watching that this week if I can.
It's really good. It's amazing.
Now, are you watching the
Hulu?
No, Hulu has two versions. It has a dubbed version and it has
the real
subtitled.
Version. Subtitled.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
It's like Blue Eyed Samurai.
Well, I know you don't like subtitles. Versions.
I've come around to it. I have a wife that has hearing issues if there's too much going on.
Yeah.
So I'm used to seeing them all the time now. So
we have subtitles on.
Well, because you're deaf.
All the time.
Yeah.
I know. I have hearing.
Yeah.
And not only, I think a lot of streaming shows. This is not Shogun. This is just on Netflix.
We haven't
mainly.
Seen it yet. So you.
I haven't.
Yeah.
But a lot of streaming shows are mixed differently.
Yes.
And the dialogue is always buried underneath yes. the music.
Yes.
And it's because, especially Netflix, they are actually shooting it out there in 5.1.
Yeah.
And you have to go into the settings and turn that off.
Yes.
And if you can turn a 5.1
yeah.
off, it yes. sounds way better.
Yeah.
But if you have the setup for it,
yeah.
great. But if you don't, like me,
yeah.
and you're watching something on Netflix, you're like, I can't hear a damn thing.
Yes.
Just a little fun fact for you.
Thanks.
But we have subtitles on all the time
it's
as well.
It's a PSA is what they call
yeah,
that.
It's a PSA. It's
public service announcement.
It's a fun fact.
Fun fact.
So anyway, Shogun, you're
fun
up.
Fun fact.
You're up to speed. You're up to.
Yes, I'm up to the newest episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's yeah. like six. Only six episodes.
And here's like seven. I think I've seen seven of them.
But it's getting close to being over, I think.
I don't know. I don't know how many episodes are in this season, but...
By Her is fantastic.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's graphic, too.
All right.
It's like Game of Thrones set in Japanese.
Japanese?
Japanese times.
Japan?
Yeah. Japan time.
Japanese. It's set in Japanese.
Well, because it's weird, because they call it the Japans.
Yes.
And the show. So I get it mixed up in my head.
So...
Cause it's set in the 1600s. Feudal Japan, as they call it. That's what I was thinking of.
Gotcha. I'm excited. I've heard nothing but great things.
Yeah.
It's,
the girl from the Godzilla show is in it. Monarch. She's like the main female lead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The guy who plays the main English guy has a very, very impressive voice. Like if you watch the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. His voice is epic.
Okay.
Very old school sounding. And he's not like he's trying hard at it either, which is even better. Like you can tell sometimes when people are like trying hard at a voice, his just comes off very, like that's his voice kind of.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool people in it. A lot of very, it's very cool.
All right. I'll catch up so we can talk about it when it ends.
Yes.
Because we can put it in our reviews.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'd like to review it because it's very, that's one of my favorite shows so far.
All right. I will hop on.
I know the year's early. It's early in the year, but. It's one of the best shows I've seen in a while.
I mean, we're almost done with March.
I know, but that's only a third of the way through the year. So
this year's flying. I mean, I hate
not
to
that
say
fast.
It. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I did. Speaking of TV, I started a show too. It's on its third season. It's on Hulu FX as well. It's a Hulu FX show.
Uh-huh.
Reservation Dogs.
Yes.
You're going to correct me? Then you realize I said it correctly.
Yes. Yes.
I knew. I said it right.
Yeah, you did.
I said it right.
I'm so used to correcting you that it just automatically, my brain's like, that can't be right. It's got to be something different. I'm like, no, wait a minute. That actually is right.
Yes. It's actually co-produced by Watiki.
Yes.
Him, the guy, it's based, him and his buddy.
Taika Waititi.
Yes. Him and his friend had a
Not
brain.
Not Watiki.
He is Native American. Bless you. They both came up with the idea together, but he basically told me, listen, this is your vision. This is your people. This is your story. You should. He's like, I don't mind directing
the
episode, but this is you. You've got to do it.
Gotcha.
So now this is going to be kind of weird for me to say. I'm about three episodes in.
Uh-huh.
But it's almost like Letterkenny adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the Native Americans and
Indigenous Americans, by the way,
in Letterkenny,
yes,
The way they speak and what have you in that show, when you watch this show,
yeah,
it feels like
they just transplanted them.
Just the way they represented them,
yeah.
Seems to be very accurate. When you watch this, you go like, wow, it feels like you're in a different world.
Yes.
That speaks their own language like Letterkenny does.
Yes.
But this show, elevator pitch, is basically this group of kids. It's about them. They live on this reservation, and their friend dies.
Mm.
And they're like, they want to better themselves so they can move out because they feel like this place just sucks the life out of you and they don't want to be like their friend.
Gotcha.
It's subtle humor, some dark humor. It's a little quirky. So it's these kids navigating adults, navigating other other gangs. They're gangs, but they're like kind of like
nerdy gangs. Not
weird.
Very. Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. It's weird. But so far so good.
It's a group of kids is more like what they're called. Not really gangs. But.
They're teenagers.
Yeah, but I'm saying yeah.
But great show so far. I'm really liking
it. It's on my list of shows to watch.
Three seasons.
But I also like attempted to ask Jonas if it's similar, like how he grew up in Arizona. Because he has relatives that live on the reservation in Arizona. So, very interesting to get his opinion on it. But
well, you can
I haven't gotten around to watching it yet. Well, it's on my list of shows. It's one of those shows that's like, yeah, I should watch that. And then like something else will come out. And like, oh, I'll watch that instead.
It's been on my list for a while, too.
Yeah.
I just decided to jump in.
Yeah. It was one of the, it was actually in the running there before I jumped on Shogun. Of one of the shows I was thinking of jumping into.
Well. Definitely check it out. And I will check out Shogun. I definitely want to be watching that with you in real time.
Well, that's awkward, but okay.
Sitting right
in
front
of me. Call you. Call you.
You watch it? Together. I'm watching, buddy.
You watch it too. Let's group watch it on the Disney.
On the Disney.
You can do that still on Disney Plus. You can like group watch it. Like your friends. You could like watch all in the
same. I remember we did that for WandaVision.
Yeah,
remember?
The finale of WandaVision.
Finale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still have that. I don't know how much it's getting used, but it's still there.
It's still there.
Speaking of things I watched over the weekend.
Yeah.
Only because my baby sister has been talking incessantly about this movie. And it popped up on the, on the Max. I didn't even tell Josh this yet. I watched Wonka over the weekend. And by God, is it a terrible movie.
You didn't like it?
It's awful. Oh. I sat through 2 hours of Timothée Chalamet trying to sing. I know Mariah's going to get really mad about this.
I don't
if
think
she
watches
this.
The show.
Well, Josh is going to tell her that you know, Mark talked about Monka.
You
should
have
what he said
your own
it.
Opinion about it.
It's god awful. I don't know. She's like seen it three times. I
so
think.
So what?
Am I right in this, Josh? She's gone like twice.
How
to
about
see
this?
Movie.
But don't yuck her yum. If she likes it, if she likes it, good.
It's just as
it's a musical. People love musicals.
It's not even that it was a musical. Was the part I didn't like about it. The acting was bad. The story was weird.
Well,
it was very, very generic.
Yeah.
It was like a movie that you could tell was made for a younger generation who doesn't know how stuff works.
You know what, though? If Mariah likes
no,
it.
No, I'm not saying it's like, it's I just, fine. But I'm just saying she's talked about it incessantly. So I was like, I'll give it a try. See if what she's, why
you
she likes this.
Give it a try. You didn't like it.
Then I felt bad that I hadn't like trained her well enough in the watching of shows and movies to know all the tropes that they use to make this movie.
But Mark, you did. She can enjoy things.
It's bad. Though.
We all enjoy things. Sometimes we all enjoy things that aren't that great.
It baffled me why it was
so popular. Very well
I know.
The
it's why it baffled me why it was so popular.
I don't know. I'm never going to watch it because I, in my opinion, the originally Charles and the Chocolate Factory.
The Gene Wilder one.
The Gene Wilder
which this one. Is a prequel to that.
I don't ever need a backstory. I've learned my lesson with Solo. I love Han Solo. I didn't need the backstory.
Like the fact that he sings the song
don't
at the end of the
backstory.
Movie. He sings the song
yes.
from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And like tries to give it a meaning to why Charlie, like why Wonka
Sometimes
sings this song.
Sometimes you don't need a meaning.
It's like, I don't need you to give me a reason why Willy Wonka sings this song.
But
in
you
the
do know when you started
movie.
That movie what you're getting yourself into. You know it's a prequel. It's about him growing up.
It's very.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I know the Tim Burton version, people either like it or don't like it. I'm in the middle, but they give a backstory to Wonka in that.
Yes.
I was fine with.
And Hugh Grant as the Oompa Loompa was just terrible.
That's a bad choice.
It just doesn't make sense. Oompa Loompas aren't supposed to be like conversationalists.
Yeah.
And like have like a wit. It's like, so then like what happened to him later on? Did Wonka like remove brain cells from them or something to make them automatons that just sang random songs?
See,
they never talked in the movie.
You don't need to know all that.
That's like
it's a mystery.
You're making no
That's
sense.
What makes
you're
it great.
Ruining the vibe of the original movie.
The mystery. It's yeah. the mystery.
Yeah.
It's fine. If she loves it, awesome. You didn't like it. That's fine.
No, it's just that it's. If anything, which I thought about this after the movie, and I'm thinking about it now. It also, like, it makes me dislike the original movie a little bit, which made me even more mad.
Why?
Because it, like, destroys things in the original movie.
But how? The original movie still exists as is.
No, because there's things in the original movie that this movie, like, contradicts story-wise.
But if you just ignore this movie, then that's fine.
Well, I'm saying, but that's, like, the thing. It's like,
it does
it's
not change
annoying.
The original at all. The it original does, still
bit.
Stands.
A tiny bit it does.
You choose to
oh,
allow
nope, it's ruined.
It. It's not ruined.
It's ruined.
It's not ruined.
Never watching it again.
It's not ruined. Listen, we'll talk about The Crow, but in my opinion
things that
is
are,
this.
Talking about things that might ruin the originals.
Nothing will ever ruin the originals of your favorite movies. The remakes and prequels and all that stuff, you might not like them, we might not agree with them, and maybe they're ruining the mystery, but over time, Wonka might never be remembered and just a forgotten movie. Well,
I doubt that.
Well, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory has stood the test of time. It has still lasted till today. Where Wonka, in 10 years, is anybody going to be talking about Wonka? Probably not.
I'm sure there'll be people out there that'll be talking
yes,
about it.
Yes, but what I'm saying is I don't think it will be in the zeitgeist as the original.
If they do
be.
A sequel, who knows?
You know what I'm saying, Mark. You know what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying, you go RoboCop. People remember the 80s RoboCop. Nobody talks about the 2000s remake. Total Recall.
I love that, Martin.
Total Recall. Everybody talks about the 80s Total Recall. Nobody ever talks about the
2000s. The Colin Farrell version?
Nobody. You know what I'm saying? So this Crow movie could come out, and if it's not good, guess what? The Brandon Lee version will still be talked about.
Yeah.
And this version will be forgotten.
That'll be, I think, really, depending on, we can't, like, cast aspersions on a trailer.
No.
We will, though, but we shouldn't. But we will.
Well, we're just basing our opinion off of a trailer.
Yeah, it's only based on what we've seen so far.
Right.
And this is what we've seen so far.
So, hold
but speaking
on.
Of remakes that you've, that yeah. we people have seen.
Yeah.
You saw Dune 2.
Yeah. I talked about that.
Well, I mean, yeah.
We
was it as good as you, like?
Yeah, it's great. No, I loved it. I remember I said it. I gave it pretty much a 10.
All right.
It's my first 10 of the year.
You haven't seen it. You saw it after we did the last show, I think.
No, we talked about it on the show. I gave it
that
a 10.
That you were going to see it, I thought.
No.
Oh. See, it's been so long since you've done the
I
show.
I saw it
remember.
The same night I went to Raising Kane.
Oh, that's right.
And
I
we talked
it
about it.
Gotcha.
I said I gave it a 10. You're like, well, it's a little early in the year to be giving out 10 or something.
Yeah, it is kind of early to be giving out 10.
But still, for science fiction, the two movies put together are a 10 for me. I'm really interested for part three, because part three, I don't really know anything about Messiah.
Yeah.
I know where it's going, but I'm unfamiliar with it, so I'm
speaking of other shows that I finished recently.
Yeah.
Speaking of things, Masters of the Air on Apple TV Plus. It's the air version of Band of Brothers.
Oh, and
it's got Elvis in it. Yes. Austin Butler.
Speaking of musicals.
But Austin Butler's in it, and it's literally probably, speaking of tens, my first 10 of the year. It is an epic show.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
I heard good stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird because I don't hear anybody talking about it, but.
Well, it's on the Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really get out there much. Doesn't really generate much buzz.
No, it doesn't seem to be.
Yeah.
Now that the whatchamacallit show, Ted Lasso was like the biggest thing on there.
Yeah. But yeah, if you have Apple TV Plus, or if you can get a account for Apple TV Plus, do like a trial or something, you can get through it. I think there's only 9 episodes, like an hour each.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
The CG is amazing.
I have
like
to
all imagine. the flying and everything stuff.
Yeah.
And like just the story itself, it's based off a true story of the guys who flew the flying fortresses. It's really well done.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So Mark.
Yes.
I got one quick story, and then we'll get into wrestling.
Okay.
So I came in here during the week, and you're telling me about how you got a new bed.
I did.
You did. You got a new bed.
It's
right?
amazing.
Yeah. What kind of bed did you get?
Dream Cloud.
What size? King?
California King.
California. Now,
it's a.
Did it come with a frame?
No, you had to buy the frame separately.
Can I ask, like, altogether, was it under 1,000?
No.
It was over 1,000.
Well, yes, it was. Only because I got a deal, so.
Like a discount or whatever?
No, there was a sale, so it was under 1,000.
Okay.
Without the sale, it would be over.
How do you like it so far?
I love it. I don't want to get out of bed. I can't wait to go to bed at night.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since this happened.
Right, right.
The last bed I remember this was the bed when I bought a bed living at my parents' house. I purchased my own bed for the first time from Sleepy's, and I bought a mattress, same type mattress, like style-wise, like the memory foam and everything.
Yeah.
And I bought that mattress, and I never wanted to get out of bed after getting that mattress. And I haven't felt that way since I left my parents' house. Not that Claire's, I moved in with Claire and she had a bed already, so yeah. I just kind of just absorbed her bed.
Yeah.
But it was an older sleep number, so it had like the air stuff.
Oh.
So hers would be one size, mine be the other kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like anytime either of us moved, the other person would feel the changing of the air pocket in between the mattresses.
Wow, I never, okay.
Because it's two like air pads, air underneath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So
that's
like,
cool.
So like when Claire would get out of bed in the morning and go to work, it would wake me up every time because I'd like, the mattress would like, it should move because the air would slide from one to the other.
Interesting.
So, and it was starting to get worn down. The foam was starting to tear in it and the mattress was starting to give and, you know, it was a whole thing. So we've been talking about this for a long time. It was a big discussion. And I'm like, I'm getting a bonus from work. We're getting this mattress.
Mm.
You pick whatever you want to do. We'll do it.
Yeah.
So, so we ended up getting it.
And they delivered it.
They deliver it, and it comes in like the shrink wrapped. The mattress comes in shrink wrapped.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of the coolest videos ever you can look up online is how they shrink wrap mattresses. At least for me, it was because it's like amazing to me. How do you get like a California king size bed down to like the size of this table, basically? Yeah. Like in a huge plastic wrap. Literally, it took longer to take the old bed apart than it did to put the new bed together.
That's good.
Because the old bed was like all plastic, like base, because it was a Tempur-Pedic, so it had like all like the, it was like a hard plastic shelf that you laid on, the mattress was on basically, which also didn't help because the mattress was not very sturdy after
Your
a while.
Box
like,
sprang.
Felt like I was literally laying on plastic. Yeah. So like, it was getting to the point like my hips were hurting. I was like in pain waking up in the morning.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. So, but no. So taking that thing apart, it's still all stacked in our garage right now. We need to get a bulk pickup. But yeah, putting the other one together took less than an hour to put the new bed together.
Now, you can store stuff under the bed still? Like you still have, or is it like?
We never really did that.
Yeah.
But the cat loves going underneath the bed. So
yeah.
It's basically her domain. We don't. It's higher.
Yeah.
Like my feet don't touch the ground now if I sit in the bed.
Oh, nice.
So that's a weird experience.
Isn't that weird?
It makes you feel like a kid, tiny person.
Why are my feet not touching
the ground? Why am I so short?
That's so tall.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's taller than the old mattress was.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Because the box spring, like the frame, which is all like Velcro, basically, like the slats are just held onto the mattress, like the box frame. I guess it's just a frame. It's not a box spring. It's a frame.
Yeah.
But it's all held like Velcro, like supreme Velcro, like industrial Velcro.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and everything's all like put together with like an Allen wrench. And it's like, okay, I guess this is going to...
And it works.
It's going to hold all together. But it's literally the sturdiest, comfortable, like secure...
Hmm.
It feels like I'm living in a hotel.
Right, right. I might need, you know, I'll have to ask you for the link or whatever because... Yeah. So, you're telling me about this new bed.
Yes.
Allison and me have the same problem.
Or Allison and I, whichever.
Allison and I.
Yes. Grammar police.
When I moved in with her, I, like you, absorbed having her bed.
Because I have this idea thrown out, and I haven't had anyone dispute it yet, because I asked Jonas about this yesterday. And I've asked randomly other people. I feel like women have better choices in beds than men do. Or they just have bigger beds than men usually do.
Well,
like I've always grew up on like a single bed and I've been fine with it.
Well, when you sleep with two people in bed, you can't be in a single anymore.
No, no,
no,
no.
We are.
I've tried it before. I mean, it's fun for a little while, but you can't like actually sleep in it.
No. We are currently, our bed, we've had it the entire time we've been together.
Yes.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, Claire's had hers for, I think she's like almost 20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Allison's had hers for the same amount of time. And I come home after our discussion.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, we should get a new bed. I want to get a new bed. So my wife says, we have two other things I want to get before we get a new bed. And I said, okay, what are those two things? And she says, a new toilet for the main house because it's small. And
where do you have an outhouse or something?
We have a toilet for, we have a bathroom attached to our bedroom. And then we have a bathroom that's in the main house, the main part of the house.
Yeah.
All right. You'll have to send that to me or just text it to me.
But yeah, so if you sign up, you get, they're still doing the thing right now. So if you sign up, you get 50% off.
All right. Send it to me.
So that's why it ended up being like,
you don't have to tell me on camera, on mic.
It was like $1,000.
Yeah, that's fine. So anyway, I said, so she's like, we really need a new toilet out there because it's small and it's constantly getting clogged. Then she goes,
stop inviting Rocky over, I told you.
And then the gate got destroyed this past winter because of all the windstorms. The gate basically ripped apart. It's in shreds.
Mm.
So I said,
you have this like a chain link deal?
No, it's a white vinyl fence. Okay. So I said, all right, those are the two things, and we get a new bed? And Allison says, yes, that will be third on the list.
So what you do this past weekend? Buy yourself a toilet and a new gate.
This weekend, not only did I buy Kohler, the king of the toilets.
King of thrones.
The king of thrones. I purchased, had it delivered, took out the old one, and installed a new toilet. And it only took me 4 hours. Installing a toilet is probably one of the... What are you doing on your phone, Mark?
Sorry. The wife texted me, so I didn't respond back.
Installing a toilet, I wish it upon nobody. It's not...
You gotta turn the water off, drain the water out of the old one.
It's all easy stuff.
Yeah.
Always, the part that is the most difficult is the wax ring.
Yes.
You put the wax... You have to... Not only do you have to scrape out the old wax ring, which is, you got to wear gloves and
it's disgusting.
It's gross. You got to put the new wax ring on. Then you have to get the toilet perfectly where the bolts come out of the floor. You got to get those through these slots and make sure that wax ring goes right over the hole. That's the trickiest part. Then you get the toilet installed.
Yeah.
You got the water. You got to make sure everything's not, you didn't loosen anything. Yeah, everything isn't leaking.
Yeah.
But boy, this toilet is the best.
Takes care of the business.
This toilet is it's weird. Our old toilet is very small and it's never bothered me. But Allison's like, listen, this toilet, it's like a kid's toilet. It's so small.
Yeah.
We got this toilet and it's like chair size.
It's just like one of those things.
It's like sitting in a chair.
Well, it's like, I don't know if you guys have this because ours was, the house was like remodeled like after the person before us moved out.
Yeah.
And then like someone used it as a flip kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have like the best of stuff.
Right.
But it has like
stuff.
The stuff. So yeah, I feel like the toilets are not the best toilets.
I honestly... when, you know, I'm like, okay, we can get the toilet done. And I looked up, even going through Home Depot to get it installed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The range was too much for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to blow my whole budget on getting it toilet installed. And I said to her, I go, I'm going to install this. And she's like, okay. I know you're not the most handiest man. And she's like, you try.
Yeah.
She's very nice when she said it. She goes, but if you want to give it a shot, what's your plan? And I said, listen, I Googled it.
Yeah.
There is a plumber in town.
Yeah.
If I get stuck Saturday afternoon, I will call him. Yeah. I will call a plumber.
Or you could do a handyman even could install a toilet. You don't need a plumber technically, but.
But anyway, I did it.
Yeah.
All good. So far,
for now,
so good.
Yeah.
No, it's all, I mean, the wax ring is fine. We have no leakage around the toilet. The back had a minor drippage, but I tightened.
You just
it just got loose.
The valve in the back and the water supply.
All
good.
And I was like,
I only learned a lot about plumbing because we had the issue last year, end of two years ago, when we had the leak in the upstairs shower that basically ruined our downstairs bathroom, the ceiling parts at least, and the wall and a bunch of other stuff. So I've learned a lot about plumbing since then. So now I'm not a plumber, but like I feel like I know more than a novice would.
I mean,
not going to go installing toilets everywhere, but you know.
You know what? I hope this is my only time, but it went smooth.
So when's the gate coming?
Gate's next, baby. Gate is next. I told Alice, I go, after this next show.
Are you keeping the vinyl or are you going to do something different?
No, we're going to keep the vinyl. We're going to take the old gate down and just replace it with two new doors.
Because when I first moved in with Claire, she saw Bart. And he liked to go in the backyard. But the side yard didn't have a gate of any kind.
Yeah.
So he just got like a very cheap, not cheap, but like a wrought iron kind of walk-through gate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's worked perfectly.
Yeah.
It lasts longer than the dog, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least you have one now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to replace the thing. It's only a couple $100. I'll take the old ones down. Put the new ones up.
Yeah.
Then we're getting the bed.
Yeah.
See, and Allison goes, now I know how to motivate you. Yeah. I go, yes, I want the new bed. I'm willing to do with all this. Toilet,
honey-do
done.
List.
Gate, next.
The old honey-do list.
That list never goes away.
Yes.
But this is an easy list.
Yeah. Easy things I could add onto it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's...
Like my thing this spring is, our neighbor had someone professionally come last year and power wash the house and sidewalk and everything. And
you
all
could
that
do
stuff.
You can rent one.
So I'm like, I don't want to. Like, I'm not going to pay someone to come do that. So, my brother-in-law has one. So nice. I've already told him, like, come springtime, you're coming over and we're going to power wash my house.
There you go. Yeah.
Because I don't want to spend money on just something I'm going to use like once a year.
You can rent them. On
I'm not a big fan of unitaskers. That's my thing.
What?
Like tools that are like unitaskers, like you only use it for like one thing. It's like I don't really like. I might use that once a year.
Right.
That's why you rent spend it. Money on something.
Or
like
if
that.
You have someone who owns
borrow. Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, that's my road to getting a new bed this year. That's my
road
goal.
To the good sleep.
Oh God.
Let me tell you, it's been tough waking up in the morning. It hasn't been this tough since high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
that's
like
good.
Yeah, like the alarm goes off this morning. I put it together, and the first night was last Tuesday. Last Wednesday, I'd already, because the plan was I was going to take Wednesday off, work from home Wednesday, because the bed was supposed to show up on Wednesday. And I was going to install it and put everything together and take the whole day Wednesday to do it.
Yeah.
It ended up showing up Tuesday. So I ended up calling my brother-in-law, calling Jonas over, be like, hey, can you help me take this thing upstairs? And because it's heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
It actually showed up Monday. Because I was sitting here, saw the guy drop it off. Literally, he like rolled it up the driveway, and I'm like,
those poor delivery
man,
guys.
This is going to suck. So like, Claire called me when she got out of work. She's like, I tried moving this thing. It's heavier than me.
Yeah.
I can't do this. So I ended up taking a dolly from here home with me, popped it up on that, threw it in the garage, and then called Jonas on Tuesday and said, hey, help me take this thing upstairs. We hauled it all the way upstairs. Then it was sitting there, and it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon because it was dead here. So I went home a little early and finished my day at home. And I was like, well, if I'm already here, I'm not going to be staring at this mattress till tomorrow.
Mm.
Let's see if we can get this done today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Claire and I took the most, like I said, took like an hour and a half to take the old one apart. It's all held together like wing nuts. So I had to undo all those. Gather everything.
That's
all
always
the things.
Biggest pain is taking everything apart.
Get the motor out. Pull the motor because it's like the air compressor thing for the mattress and everything. Get that all taken apart and everything. Yeah, then putting the new bed together. And then it was like Tuesday night. She woke up Wednesday. We both took Wednesday off-ish from work. And she was like, oh my gosh. She's like, I can't even. The difference is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get myself one.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's.
It's worth it. I'll tell you. There's nothing better than a
good night's sleep.
A good night's sleep and a good bed.
We have a
and they have pillows. These like cooling pillows that you can get with it if you get like a package, and they give like the mattress cover and everything, and probably the best pillow I've ever had.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Because like I like have a tendency to sleep on my side.
Yeah,
and I used to, if I really get into sleeping and.
If I really get into
sleep, get like really deep sleep.
Yes, yes. You move
around. I have
a
tendency to drool a little bit.
Yeah,
because I'm just like, I sleep my mouth open.
You're hardcore sleeping.
I hardcore sleep. But with these, it like gets sweaty. Like, yeah. You get, like that sweaty side of your face in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate that. It gets like that, especially with a beard, because it's just like
I sweat more in my sleep.
You sweat. So it's like with these pillows, I haven't had that problem.
Nice.
So
nice.
It's like, this is great.
I was going to ask you, I think under a queen is a double. We sleep on a double. So
move up to the queen.
We want to go. No, we want to go to a king.
Go the California king.
Yeah. The thing is,
California king. Let me tell you.
Me?
I've never slept in a California king.
Is very crowded.
I've never slept in a California king till I met Claire. Let me tell you, it is amazing to the fact that like it's literally like two beds.
Yeah.
You will never. It feels like you're not even in bed with somebody.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Which is, you know, not a great thing because you're married, but you want to like be in bed with somebody.
Yeah, but you want
to
have your space.
You want to like you want to have enough space, and this gives you enough. So, like you can like I can lay on my back, have my arms out.
Yeah.
I'm not even touching Claire. She still has space on her side to do the same thing.
I so want my bed to be able to have me, my wife, and my three cats.
Yeah.
And a
second person, you know, another person you can add in there. Like a dog, if you end up getting a dog down the road again, you'd have plenty of space.
Our cats will sleep between us, and it's like if you roll over, you're going to roll over to them.
No, you'll have plenty of space.
Yeah. And our cats are like...
Yeah, I can tell you the exact thing I just bought afterwards. Yeah. I can tell you the exact thing.
Yeah.
I can tell you the exact price and everything.
All right. Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to...
And this is not sponsored by DreamCloud, but if they want to send us something... Like any kind of discount or free swag, we'll be more than happy to take it. DreamCloud.com.
So we talked about this a few weeks ago.
Yes.
The Crow.
We put out a trailer.
We got some photos.
We got a first look and then a trailer dropped.
We got a trailer. Now, I watched the trailer multiple times. I have to say my initial reaction is it hasn't really moved the needle much for me. I'm still on the fence. This could still either go good or bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
My first reaction from the trailer was, oh my God, this is John Wick. This is Deadpool 1. We've seen this before. Very much.
That was my first.
It's very first John Wick-y. The action scenes are very John Wick.
I've still never seen a John Wick movie, so I couldn't. Associated with that.
I would say John Wick, Taken, any of those kinds of movies, revenge movies.
It very much looks like, for like I said it in the group chat, it looks like Deadpool without the comedy. It's even more crazy because the Striker from the Wolverine movies, like the Wolverine, the Hugh Jackman where Wade Wilson's in it, and they do like face covered Deadpool.
Yeah.
That Striker is a Striker and is the bad guy.
Yes, the same
in this
actor.
Movie.
Same actor.
So it's even more obvious. It's like, okay, so you basically just took the script for Deadpool and just took the comedy out of it. And.
Well, this is.
Now you're making this movie.
This is based off the comic. This is based the original Brandon Lee movie. It's the same plot.
Yes.
Okay.
Except for this movie, in the trailer, they show you him getting shot. Multiple times, and just standing up and walking like nothing happened. And like that didn't need to see in the trailer.
In the original movie, that does happen.
Yes, but we didn't see that in the trailer.
No, I think the trailer, I think they're giving away the third
The trailer,
act.
Yeah, the trailer did a disservice to the movie.
Which
seems to be a common thing lately.
Whoever made the trailer.
Whoever's making trailers now needs to stop.
It was horrible because I think this trailer, I think that third act is going to be him walking up the steps to confront the final
guy.
Or
even the second act, maybe.
But I kind of feel like that stuff should have been in the movie and not in the trailer.
Yes.
You're giving away too much.
They should have just shown the beginning parts, like him and his girlfriend.
Right.
And then what causes him to be killed, but like hint at it. And then like show him being, like not show him being killed, but show him... like the funeral or something, and then show him coming back, and that's the end of the trailer.
Right.
The Crow.
We saw the whole movie in the trailer.
It's like, you don't need to go see the movie now.
We saw the whole movie
in
the trailer.
You're just
going to
get shot a bunch of times, and you're going to kill the bad guy.
Yes, yes. We saw the whole movie in the trailer.
Cool.
Now, I don't...
And you look moody while doing it, and are going to play like Nine Inch Nails music while you're doing it.
No, that was original. They're playing...
Well, I know, but that kind of style of music.
No, this one's going to be Post Malone and Ozzy. That was...
Oh, that's
that
even,
was,
that's even
that
more.
That was the soundtrack.
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's Post Malone and Ozzy.
Cool.
It's a different generation.
I'm not seeing this movie.
I'm going to see it.
I'll wait till it's on the Max
with
or something.
Rocky and hopefully
well, Rocky
John.
Will be there for sure.
We want to see, you know, I want to
have
my
his
own
hair all styled.
I want to have my own opinion
he's
about
have his broody
it.
Broody rings on.
I love the original Crow. I'm excited for the 4K 30th anniversary that comes out. I'm going to pick that up. I think me and my wife are going to rewatch that.
Do you think wear his Black Parade T-shirt?
Yes, yes. But this trailer, it still didn't move the needle for me. But I will give you one thing.
Yes.
If the photos in this trailer had dropped at the same time, I think it would have detracted from people concentrating on those photos as much. Because honestly, when I watched this trailer, his look didn't bother me at all.
Hair still does.
It didn't even bother, like, I didn't concentrate on that. I was just concentrating on what the mood, the setting, what was the action. I was more interested in that than his look.
He looks more like a little Nicky haircut than he does a Crow haircut.
I just feel like if the trailer had come out first, I really wouldn't have, like, the pictures wouldn't have been a big issue. But they are. I overall, I'm not a big fan of the look myself. It is very much akin to the Jared Leto Joker.
Yes.
I can't help it.
It is.
It is. It really is.
It's like if you got the Jared Leto Joker off Wish.
Yes.
This is what you'd
it's
get.
It's the Temu.
The Temu version.
The Temu version
of Jared Leto Joker.
It's the dollar store general.
It's like the, you get like the.
Yeah.
The stick on tattoos.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Which Claire's found those on the, I think Amazon or something she gets them from. Because she wants to get a tattoo, but she doesn't want to like commit to something.
Yeah.
So she gets like the rub-on ones.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Like, whatever.
This Crow is just like one tattoo away of having the words Crow on his forehead.
In a grill.
In a grill.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
going to kit you.
I'm a crow. Anyway,
listen to my new CD.
This trailer
has... Have you listened to my demo?
This trailer has not made me... More excited or less excited, I'm more intrigued to see if
but
it
the
can
thing
be
is,
good.
And then, again, all. I go back to this, as we've talked about this many times, the movie's not made for us.
No.
It's made for a younger demographic. The question is, do you think that younger demographic, this would drag them to go see it? Since it's Bill Skarsgård, they loved him in It.
Oh, he's great in everything.
They loved him in the other stuff he's been in.
Do you think
it's going to drag people in the theater to see this movie?
This is the thing. The Crow hit the feel and look.
Remember,
the soundtrack.
We talked about earlier. Wonka was a hit.
Yes.
So
I know. Hold on. Let me finish what I'm going to say. The original Crow, just like the original Chocolate Factory movie.
Yes.
Hit for a different generation. The music in that movie, the way it was presented, hit that generation. The Crow came out in the 90s. It hit perfectly. That was a perfect time for that movie. The soundtrack was fantastic. The mood was fantastic. Everything about it was great. So we're in a different generation. Do they care about this? Can this movie bring in the people who are familiar with the books and the comics and the original movie?
Yeah.
See this and say, wow, they did a great job, because it can be done.
Yeah.
Look at Dune. Look at Shogun. That's a remake.
Yeah.
Look at Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon. Fantastic show. That's a remake of a remake.
Yeah.
That was a Hitchcock movie, then yes. A Brad Pitt movie, and now
yeah.
a show.
Yeah.
It can be done. So this, in the original still exists. So will like this be like Wonka? Will this movie come out, exceed our expectations, be fantastic, and will they make another? Or will it come out and go in the dollar bin with the RoboCop remake and the Total Recall remake?
Yes.
That's how I see this. This movie can go either way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Judge Dredd.
And Judge Dredd, too. Here's what I'll say about Crow.
That poor guy.
The original Crow, it is a niche. It
wasn't popular when it came out.
It's a niche.
But it wasn't like a hit movie when it came out.
I think it did very
well. It
was
a cult classic.
Well, it is now a cult classic.
Yeah, but it wasn't a box office boom.
Exactly. I think Bad Boys 4 is going to win the weekend.
Yeah.
If they're both going to come out the same weekend. Bad Boy, this movie.
I mean, it's because you're bad boy for life.
And you're bad for life. I would be surprised if this movie is reviewed well, it could do well. But I think, in my opinion, is when this movie comes out, if the embargo is the day of or the day before.
Oh, like Marvel's?
That's a bad, bad thing.
It's usually a bad sign.
It's a red flag that's
usually
not
a bad sign
be good.
If the movie, don't talk about it until the day before.
Right. Let's wait until June and see how this comes out. But yeah, this could go either way. It could go either way still. I really I'm not sold yet.
No.
The action looked okay. Looked
fun. It looked
fun,
like every other
action
movie.
But I've seen it before. It didn't
look like every other action movie.
I was like, oh, that's like a Deadpool move. That's a John Wick move.
Look like every other shoot 'em up movie.
Right.
It's nothing we haven't seen before.
I think that's what people might go for, a nice action movie.
But you got Monkey Man. Go see that.
That's a Netflix. It's a Netflix movie.
Yeah, but watch that instead.
Well, I don't know when that comes out.
I thought that was going to theaters, Monkey Man.
I have no idea.
No.
I think it's a Netflix movie.
No, I feel like it's a theater. I think I just saw the thing for it this morning.
Oh. Well, okay. I don't know. I could be wrong. All right, so that's our review of the Crow trailer. I'm still on the fence.
It just looks like the Netflix because it's got that style of thing, but it's coming to theaters April 5th.
Oh. Well, maybe that should be the next movie we see.
Yeah.
I do want to see that. It does look good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, I thought it was a Netflix movie for some reason.
No, it just has the logo looks like the Netflix logo.
Oh.
Because it's him standing in front of a red thing, and the lighting looks like an N.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that could have been what
gotcha.
Symbolism got you.
Yeah, maybe. Damn you, Netflix.
Damn you, symbolism.
All right. Well, Mark, I know I came in during the week, and
yes.
I watched Monday Night Raw.
You were amped.
I'm amped?
I went home and told Claire, I'm like, I've never seen Brian so excited for something in a long while. But he was like really into it.
I am. I'm getting into it, man. I really
He's got like theories.
It.
He's got ideas.
Road
scenarios.
To WrestleMania. I'm excited for WrestleMania.
WrestleMania XL.
40.
It's extra large.
This is the big one, right?
They say that every 10 years. It's the biggest one ever.
This is going to be big.
I mean, the biggest one ever will probably be like 50.
Yes.
In like 10 years will be like a huge one.
That would be big. So after Monday Night Raw.
In Philadelphia.
Yes.
It's where the WrestleMania is.
Born and raised.
It's where the playground is, where he spent most of his days.
Playing.
Chilling out, relaxing, relaxing all cool, shooting some b-ball outside of school. We met a couple of guys who were up to no good. They started making trouble in his neighborhood. He got in one little fight, and his mama got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle to a place called Bel-Air.
Do.
That's all I'm going to do.
And
I'm
just
not do
the
that
head thing. All right.
He pulled up to the house around 7 or 8.
Okay. Anyway.
Said to that cabbie, yo, Holmes, I'll smell you later.
Smell you later.
He looked at the kingdom. He was finally there, the seat of his throne, as the Prince of Bel-Air.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw a meme during the week about that, how people our generation can do that whole song verbatim whenever they want, like at a drop of a hat. But ask them like, hey, where are the keys? And you'd be like, I have no idea. I had them yesterday, but I don't know what I did with them.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
All right. So I watched Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw, yes.
Now,
Raw is war. Remember when it used to be called that back in the day?
So, right now,
Warzone.
We have Cody Rhodes.
Yes. And the Cody Crybabies.
The Cody Crybabies.
Yes.
After watching Monday Night Raw and what went down on the Friday show,
yes.
Which I saw the highlights
of. Slapped The Rock.
Well, they were pushing him. I do think Cody Rhodes
is. He called him a mistake. That's some strong words.
My theory is Cody Rhodes is going to win. He's going to win WrestleMania because they are tearing him down. They're making him the underdog. Now, if you look at freaking Rollins there.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Yes.
When I started watching wrestling last year, they were going through the whole, he had a bad back, which seemed to kind of fizzle away. His back is fine.
Well, because he actually hurt his knee, for real. So they couldn't go with that anymore.
They're like, oh,
wait
the
a minute,
backstory.
He's got an actual injury. Yeah. We got to brush this back thing away.
But, okay.
Which they then hinted at Monday again, where he said it like, oh, you had a bad back, you got a bad knee.
No,
I mean, what's that? Because you're going to have a hangnail that you can't get over?
He's got hammer toe next.
He's got hammer toe. You can't work anymore.
You can't work. Get Goodwill.
Put all these applications out. Can't get a job anywhere.
All right. So Seth freaking Rollins.
He's not good interviewing, I guess.
I was like, oh, he's kind of a cool wrestler to get behind. But right now, I personally like Cody. I like Cody Rhodes.
You're supposed to. That's the shtick.
Yes. Seth freaking Rollins. I kind of liked him.
It's a walking clown emoji.
But they are really turning up him to 11, where he is super cocky.
Yes.
Not when I started watching last year, he wasn't that cocky. He was kind of, they made him the underdog about the whole back thing.
Yeah.
So I'm watching this, like you say, Mariah, like Wonka, and you're like, well.
She loves herself, freaking Rollins.
She's not seeing the cliches. Yeah. Yeah. But now, I'm watching this going, well, I know what they're doing here. They're building up Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
They're tearing down Cody.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Cody's going to win it. Also, they keep saying he's got to finish his story, and you got The Rock.
Well, now they threw the thing at if he doesn't win, he doesn't get a chance to ever go after that belt again.
Right.
As long as Roman has it.
Right. Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
That's
a big thing out there. Caveat. It's a big caveat.
What was that look?
Man, oh man.
What?
I wonder if he'll do it.
What was that look
I
for?
I hope he survives.
What was that look for, Mark?
Because when you throw stuff like that out, it's like now you're just throwing caveats out just to throw out caveats.
Yes, but that look
and it's
on your
like,
face.
In wrestling, I'm watching it for so long, it's like certain things, when you get to certain points, it's like, all right, we get it. What's the next thing? You'd be like, loser leaves town match, because we know The Rock's definitely leaving after WrestleMania to go film a movie. So they're going to have a loser leaves town match, and if they lose, Rock is going to leave and never come back again.
He'll always come back.
So, I mean, that's like, it's like that kind of thing.
Right,
it's like,
right,
we get it. It's like, you don't need to keep throwing tropes onto this match to make it more intense. Like, you've already sold it.
Well, see,
it's already the very big match of the night.
Yes, yeah.
You don't need to add more to it just to make it cooler. That sometimes they push the pedal too far. They put too much gas in the tank and then kind of.
Yes.
Backfires the engine a little
you
too
always
much.
Have to look back and go, don't forget, this is a soap opera for men.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we know that.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I have a theory on this whole thing, but
you
we'll
have
get to
it. Like, you have to kind of step back a little bit because we know this is kind of out there. But Cody trying to cry on camera was kind of humorous.
Oh, he's so bad at it.
I didn't see any tears, but
he's a bad actor.
They zoomed in.
Trust me, I've seen him on Heels. He was terrible.
Cody, you know what, though?
No, like as an actor, he's bad.
But I could.
He was bad in The Arrow too. He wasn't a good actor.
When I'm watching,
either.
You know what also is getting me into wrestling too, because Allison's like, "How you're watching this now? How do you?" And I'm like,
"How'd you get roped into this?"
I was like, "You know what though? It's fascinating because I love really watching their faces when they're really talking to someone.
Yeah,
because I want to see if they're gonna break.
Yeah,
and the one person that has broken.
Yes,
is Dirty Dom.
Yes,
he has. He has a smirk, and you can see the guys, that, just like me and you, when you give me that look, and I die laughing. Dirty Dom, he's talking.
The best at that, to doing that to
They're
other people.
They're all trying not to break.
The best that does it to other people is R-Truth.
Oh, I don't think I've seen.
When R-Truth is in anything with anybody else,
and
you could tell that he's doing things just to get people to react to it, it's classic.
Yeah.
It's classic gold.
I haven't witnessed that yet.
Like, when he first hit Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano in the like an interview segment in the back, like a skit in the back. He hit them like calling one of them. He called Ciampa Triple H and Johnny Gargano HBK. You could tell that they didn't know that was coming.
Right, right.
And their face are just like looking at each other, like, "What the hell just happened?" It's like, that's the stuff I enjoy. It's like,
yes,
that stuff,
yes,
where it's
me too.
Unscripted things.
Right, right.
Like when The Rock says stuff to people who is definitely, you can tell, is unscripted.
Yeah.
And they didn't know it was coming. And
yeah,
then they have to like react to it in a
yes,
way that makes sense. And you can see like on the person who says it's face, them mm, like waiting like, huh? What are you going to do?
Right, right, right.
What are you
going
right, to do to that?
And
how are you going to rebound from that one?
You could tell the seasoned wrestlers have been doing this and they're really
yeah,
good at it.
Yeah.
And the newer ones who are getting into it.
Yeah.
But man, I've seen Dirty Dom almost break twice.
Yes.
And I've seen the people looking at him
yeah,
smirking. Like
yes,
they're almost like, they're trying to play it off.
Yeah.
But they're like smirking
yeah,
because
he's a new guy. They're trying to rib him to get him the.
Oh, God.
So he gets yelled at in the back.
I really enjoy when he's on because it's really funny.
R-Truth is classic for this. It's like his
yeah,
thing. Like he's the one of the guys that's ever able to make Undertaker break in the middle of a thing. He made Brock Lesnar break during a promo one time.
Yeah.
It's
good
great,
times.
It's like
great.
I'm into that. Like Claire's
me
like,
too,
how are you into this guy? So he's like not even like
not
a
good.
Good it's just hilarious.
Yeah, right.
I am there for the comedy. I'm there for the like the fun stuff that like
yeah. And I, you know what? I'm really enjoying it. I know tonight, I don't know why, but getting to see Becky Lynch and Nia Jax.
Yes.
They're going to do Last Woman Standing tonight. I'm excited for that.
Yes. Another one Josh just reminded me of, Sami Zayn with the Bloodline. Back in the day, he used to try to get Solo to break.
Yeah.
All the time. And he would throw things out randomly to Solo. Like the Yeet thing started out as a joke that Sami Zayn brought
but
out.
But now Yeet
and
is
now Yeet's
his
like an actual thing. Because the brothers would say it to each other.
Oh.
In the back.
I was wondering
and then
where
Sami brought
from
it in to one of the things. And he also brought in Usi. Like he used to tell one of the guys that he wasn't very Usi. And then that like
that
broke Roman
thing.
Reigns to the part where Roman Reigns laughed out loud on TV. Like could not stop.
That's awesome.
Like had to like turn around and face the opposite direction. Like he would say stuff to Solo and Solo would have to like act like he was like
yes,
aggravated
yes,
and be like this.
Yes,
and like,
they
he's like
smirk on
got
their
his
face.
Hands and he's like trying not to laugh. And you could hear him like, you'd hear them laughing underneath their breath.
No, I got, okay.
So that's the stuff.
Now because I'm new and there's obviously different things from what I remember.
Yes.
Okay. I'm obviously into the whole Bloodline storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bloodline match, there's no rules. Explain this to me.
There's no rules.
So
anything goes.
I, you know, watching wrestling, these people are doing things I don't remember back
like
in the 80s.
Like anyone from the Bloodline can come in and do anything they want to Cody, and there's nothing the ref can do about it.
So
like it'd literally be 4-on-1.
Really? That's what
and
it means.
And Cody would just be stuck.
Now, do you think Seth Rick and Rollins, I kind of feel like he might turn. I think he might go against Cody.
I think what's going to happen is,
you get
my
that
theory
feeling
on this is, and I know we're going to, we've talked about this before, we're going to, on for WrestleMania, we're going to put out our predictions.
Yes.
And we're going to start a prediction each month.
And then we're going to start.
And then see who wins at the end of the season.
You're going to have to keep track of all. This is your,
I got
your
it,
thing.
I got it. I'll get it. I'll get a notepad and everything and keep
oh,
track of it.
You're going to be the guy.
Yeah, so we'll keep track of this stuff. But
no, we're going to get points and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. My theory is that Cody and Seth will win on Saturday, which means there no Bloodline can be in the Cody match
on Sunday.
On Sunday, but then I think that the Bloodline will then attack Seth during his match with Drew, and cost him the belt, and give Drew the belt. Then that will then set off Seth versus
Cody.
Roman.
Roman.
Yes.
And that will be a Bloodline match. Which should be no rules.
Yeah, or be something. Or it's down the road that'll spawn something somewhere.
So you don't think Cody is going to get the belt?
I think Cody will win the belt. But I think Seth will lose his.
Gotcha.
Then that'll then get Seth wanting to go after Cody.
Right.
Because he got the match got messed up because Cody didn't have them in his match.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now that they couldn't attack Cody, they decided to go take it out on Seth. Which caught Seth his belt. Seth would be
yes,
mad about that.
I do feel like there's going to be a Seth
and then
thing,
we'll want
Cody
to then take it out on Cody.
Right. I do feel like
yeah,
they're on a team now. And the
yeah,
the Rock, they kept saying, do you even trust him?
Yeah.
Why do you trust him all
yeah,
of a sudden? Like, and he's just like, well, I have to. I have to have an ally.
There's
but
a good, there's
like,
a good
well,
chance the whole stick is, the whole thing is, I think, the stick is, we know Rock's leaving. Because he's got a movie coming.
Yeah, but let's take that out of there. That's meta.
But you know, but you know, he's gonna like write him out of the story, so to speak.
We know after WrestleMania that the Rock.
And this is probably the most Roman's been in attendance for for work in a long time.
Yeah.
So there's a good chance he's going to take off. Like, he usually takes off most of the summer because his kids are out of school. So he takes off the summer to hang out with his kids. Good on him that he's able to do that. But it's a good chance he won't be around for most of the summer, like, as he's been lately. Hmm. The fact that he's been to, like, multiple shows in a row is a minor accomplishment for him.
Yeah, but they're building up WrestleMania.
Yeah,
they have
but
to.
Even still.
They're
building. He's had the belt for over 2 years now, and he's barely been around.
Well.
He's had the belt as long as other wrestlers have had the belt in the past, and he's only defended it 54 times. Other guys have defended it double, if not quadruple.
Wow.
The amount of times.
Yeah, yeah.
In that same time frame. So.
Yeah, it's not like wrestling.
Albeit different eras in how they do right. things now. They yeah. used to have matches all the time, whereas now they have them once a week.
Yep.
But, yeah, so that's, I think, that major part's going to, how that's going to work out.
Interesting.
But
okay.
We'll see.
We'll see as we get closer.
Yeah. I mean, only got a couple weeks. It's like next weekend.
What? WrestleMania is next weekend?
Yeah.
Is it in April?
Yeah, that's next weekend, my friend.
Next weekend is still March.
The weekend after that.
That's
the first weekend. The weekend
still
before
March.
We do.
We're still in March.
It's the weekend after. Isn't it the weekend of not Easter? The week after Easter.
We're 3 weekends away.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yes, we have 2 weekends of March. March is a long month. We got 2 weekends of March. The first weekend of April is at WrestleMania, which I think would be the 5th or 6th or 7th.
I want to say it's the 7th and 8th or something like that. Sixth or seventh or something like that.
Yes, we got some time.
Yes. But it's coming up. It's not that far away.
No. So we'll have to do our predictions probably the week of April 1st. Because the 6th and 7th is...
Yeah, the 6th and 7th.
Okay.
Yep.
So that first week of April,
yep.
we'll do our predictions.
Yep.
One quick question, because I didn't... Who Monday Night Raw, didn't we just do a last man standing match? Or am I thinking of something else?
I think you're thinking of something else.
Last man standing. How does that match work? Because
the match goes until you can't.
Oh.
Someone can't answer a 10 count.
Gotcha. Okay. That's what I figured. Okay. Because hence
why it's the last man standing.
Because I was like, are other people coming into this?
No.
Because technically all matches are last person standing.
Well, that's because this one, the only way you can win is if the other guy doesn't. The other person doesn't make the 10 count.
Gotcha.
There's no pin, no submissions,
yes,
no anything like
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. Yeah, they give
no
up.
No disqualifications, no nothing.
They basically submit like they're
they
done.
They just can't like make the 10 count.
Right.
Yeah.
This past Monday, Becky Lynch was up against Liv Morgan.
Yes.
Which was yet again another ripoff match because Liv Morgan basically, what's her name?
Nia Jax. That was afterwards, though.
Showed up.
That was after, though.
Oh, okay.
Since she hip-checked them.
No.
And sent Liv Morgan to the moon.
I love Becky Lynch. I think she's fantastic. Liv Morgan is annoying. Okay. She's annoying.
She's internet popular.
You know what she is? She's the WWE's version of Harley Quinn.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, basically.
She's basically a...
Yes.
The Dollar General.
She's the punk,
Harley
the
Quinn.
Punk girl.
She's the Harley Quinn of WWE.
Yes.
We had a moment back there where they were going to shake
Becky
hands.
Becky was giving Liv respect and telling her that you know, you're good enough to be
right
in this group of women.
Because Liv Morgan right now is on a road to
revenge tour.
But who is she on revenge for?
Rhea Ripley for injuring her and putting her out of action. So she has to like work her way back up to be able to take on Rhea Ripley.
Dude, Ripley would eat her up for breakfast.
But it's just, she's getting like the internet reaction that Cody was getting, but the fact that no one else cares about Liv Morgan's character, unfortunately.
No.
Because she
not
has
right
a very
now.
Bland character.
Right now, yeah.
There's just nothing.
She
to,
could
like,
redeem herself. I'm not a big fan
it's
of
It's not
her,
like the Rock, but... like the Rock Cody situation.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's big.
She didn't win the Royal Rumble
right,
or anything.
Right, right. No,
so
no,
she has
she
no,
was,
like...
She didn't last very long.
She just showed up in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
she came back in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, it's not like there's any kind of, like, huge momentum on her character.
But I think if she attaches herself... I mean, her and Becky have been going back and forth, especially with Rhea Ripley.
It's just Nia Jax component that...
the Nia Jax
is a very awkward component.
She's the one that's been the thorn in
the both
of their
issues.
I'm
not a fan of the Nia Jax component, if you haven't noticed.
But I have to say, Nia Jax, she's very entertaining.
She is very entertaining, and she's a very good promo, and she's a decent enough wrestler. It's just the way they write her storylines make no sense.
Yeah, she's just kind of a punk.
She's just a bully.
Yes, yes.
And she doesn't have any, like...
There's no story.
There's no, like...
Nothing.
Like, context to that.
No.
It's just her just being like, I'm bigger than everybody.
I'm a bully.
So I'm just going to push everybody around.
So, comically...
Which just makes no sense from a company that promotes, don't be a bully, be a star. And they have, like, this character who's basically just a bully.
Yeah, but because people don't like her, though.
I know.
She's a good
But it
heel.
Just makes no sense, though.
Yes. But it does in the context of wrestling. Because
she just, like, just gets, like, meh. And then she just, like, throws people around.
So Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan are about to shake hands in the back. And as you were saying, Becky was going to give her some respect and say, okay,
yeah.
you know, you've done your time, your penance.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow you. I respect you.
Yeah.
As they're about to do that, Nia Jax comes flying in.
And just hip checks them, both of them.
They go fly comically.
Yeah,
into, like,
well, like, Becky, like, falls down like you would.
Yes.
Liv, another hand, like,
flies
like a soccer person, like a soccer player
breaks
getting
the table
hit.
In half.
Well,
who broke the table in half?
Becky gets dropped into
yes.
the table.
Yeah, but the table just cracks.
They
just
basically
half.
Just, like, she literally picks yeah. up Liv and just, like,
yes.
tosses her like
yes.
a rag doll
yes.
across the room.
This is the stuff I love, Mark.
But it's just
this
like
is so funny. It's so comical.
It's like, how is that person not able to just destroy everybody?
Now, could we get a Liv Morgan Becky Lynch tag team up against?
No, they're gonna. It's gonna be. It's
and
gonna.
Someone else.
No, no.
So what do you think this is gonna?
I fear they're trying to possibly do a four-way women's match with Liv. Becky, Nia, and Rhea.
That's
for
what
the belt.
That's what I was wondering.
Which I hope they don't, because
I don't think so.
Becky
but...
won the Royal Rumble,
right?
Hence, she gets the match.
Yes.
No one else should be in that match.
No,
that's how it is.
Yeah, I think that's how.
When
it
you
is.
Don't do that and you add like people to that match, it then like negates the reasoning for winning
well,
the Royal Rumble.
Sort of like what's going on with Cody and all.
Yes,
that.
Exactly. Yeah. That was my whole thing. Yeah.
Anyway, well, tonight we're going to get Becky yeah. up against.
And then there's Damian Priest walking around with a contract that they act like he doesn't have, and he's like has no. Like no one has any fear of him. Like.
That hasn't been
doing anything.
Right. There hasn't really been anything right now.
Yeah, he just carries around a briefcase.
Nope.
It's like no one has any fear that he's going to cash in.
No. That hasn't been touched upon this last couple weeks, anyway.
Like, I mean, you'd think at WrestleMania would be the one place you'd want to cash it in.
Right.
Seth did that, and he won the belt.
There you go. That's probably what's going to happen. They're going to save it for
WrestleMania. Like, what's he going to do? Cash in on the Seth Drew match?
I don't know.
Do you think? Here's my thing. I'm all for the Money in the Bank match. I think it's a great idea. It's a great concept.
Yeah.
Sometimes the people they put it on. I think it's not their time to have the belt.
And this gives them an
I don't think Damian's time to be a champion is right now. I don't think Damian would be as good of a champion as a Drew, a Seth, a Cody, or a Roman.
Right. I agree.
So then what do you do with him?
Maybe they don't know.
If you have him cash in and he loses... Then that's stuck on him. That stink is stuck on him.
Right.
As a person who's cashed in and lost, a la Baron Corbin, who is now in NXT, or you have him win the belt, and then you're stuck with him as your champion. And if you have him, like, not have the belt for a very long time, you've then stuck that on him as
yeah.
he's been a transition champion. So they've kind of, like, painted themselves into a corner with that.
Yeah, I haven't been following it that much.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You make a good point.
But see, that's the issue, too, is there's been things, there were storylines that were done with the old regime that are still, like, the new regime's still trying to,
they
like,
gotta figure it out.
Work their way out of, i.e. the champion who's had a belt for eons now.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to go to someone else.
Yeah.
And then this past Monday, we had the Gauntlet. And
yes.
Sami Zayn
yes.
won.
Yes.
That was a good one. I actually like that. I'm glad Sammy won. I like
it. I am too. I just also, that again, another storyline that, like, you built up Chad Gable's character as a guy that was going to do that. But then you also had Sami Zayn's story of needing to build him up to do something.
Which they started to do last year.
Yeah. But then it's like, so now you got two guys that are basically doing the same thing. So then you kind of paint yourself into a corner.
Title?
Yes, Intercontinental title.
Is that, that's going to be at WrestleMania?
WrestleMania, yes.
Yeah.
Then the U.S. one they announced on Friday night. Logan Paul versus Seth, versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. In a three-way match.
Really?
Yeah.
Logan Paul's got to lose.
Yeah, Claire hates him with the passion of a
thousand
suns.
I hate him too. And his brother's fighting Mike Tyson.
He is.
On Netflix.
He is.
And Mike Tyson's like, I'm going to destroy him.
It's funny. I've been watching, like, they've been randomly, you'll see videos online and, like, random things will pop up and people showed videos of, like, Mike Tyson's training and Jake Paul's training.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh gosh, I feel bad for Jake Paul because he's going to be that guy in the Mike Tyson punch out that's going to be like obliterated in like the first 2 seconds.
This might get me to get Netflix just as soon as happened. I'm not kidding you. I mean,
but then I also worry that because all of his matches have been very
against nobodies,
controversial. Of them,
but they've never been.
I worry like that's going to happen with this. It's going to be like some weird thing's going to happen, and he's going to take out Mike Tyson with like
no way
some random because he's like 60 years old. Mike Tyson. He's not a young guy.
He's going to destroy him.
Yeah.
This is going to be epic.
Yeah.
I will get when that's in the summer.
I don't know. But I just like, I don't understand the whole thing. It's weird.
I'm going to watch this, I think. I got to see it happen.
This is a train wreck waiting to happen.
It is. It's going to be. Anyway.
Jake Paul's going to show up and Logan Paul's going to show up and cost Tyson the match.
He's going to have brass knuckles on.
Yeah.
And start
He's going to punch Mike Tyson and that's going to cost him the match.
Yeah. Oh.
Then they'll like have him as a SummerSlam match. The Paul brothers versus Kevin Owens and Mike Tyson.
My favorite wrestler.
Don't think if that happens.
What?
Mark this down. If that ends up happening,
that's not going to happen.
Because Netflix is taking over WWE at the end of the year.
Yeah.
If that happens, I want it noted that I'm the one that mentioned it.
All right.
That Logan Paul's going to show up during the Jake Paul Mike Tyson match, punch out Mike Tyson.
That would never
costing
happen.
Costing him the match.
Dude, Mike Tyson would kill him.
Causing the match. And then they spin it off into SummerSlam, which is happening in Cleveland. They announced that on Friday night, the home of the Paul brothers.
Yeah.
And then have the Paul brothers versus Kevin Owens and Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson's not a wrestler.
At SummerSlam. He's been wrestling before. He's done wrestling before.
Yeah, I know, but there's...
But have them in a tag team match.
I don't know. That would be very crazy. All right. You
just saying. You heard it here first,
yes.
Kids. You heard it here first.
Right.
But if it doesn't happen that way, it should because it's a very good story.
Now,
that's a great way of promotional, cross-promoting
it is,
things.
It is.
Or even after the fact, if either that or Mike Tyson beats Jake Paul and Logan Paul comes in afterwards and punches out Mike Tyson. And that starts off a story to wrestling.
I think you're reaching. I don't think it's going to happen.
I think it's good. I think it's great cross-promotions right there. That way you can promote it on Netflix that... You know, this all happened on Netflix, and WWE's coming to Netflix, and they have their guys there to promote WWE coming to Netflix in the fall. And then there's a thing that happens at the end of the match, causes a rumble that then bleeds over to WWE, and you could be talking about Netflix that whole time on in regular shows.
Yeah,
it's kind of marketing genius. If they ask me, I'm just saying.
All right. Before we end this, I just want to say...
You call it the Netflix and chill match?
Gunther. Is very... Like, I don't know why I think about Gunther who sings my tra-la-la song.
Yes.
That's what I think about now when I see Gunther.
Yeah.
He's interesting fella.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say about Gunther. Yeah.
He's your generic bad guy.
Yes. But his name is Gunther.
Generic European bad guy.
Right, yeah. Right. Anyway... I'm excited for Raw tonight because I'm excited for the last Woman Standing match. And then you have DIY
Yes.
Take on the Creed brothers, X. Which I am not familiar with these guys on either side of that. Then you have the Alpha Academy go head-to-head with the New Day to qualify for the six-pack tag team ladder match at the show of shows.
Yes, but before we go...
What is this ladder thing about? They have all these ladders?
It's just a ladder match. Whoever gets up to the ladder and grabs down the prize...
wins.
...becomes a tag team champion.
Right.
So have the tag team belts on like ropes hanging from the middle of the ring.
And they're basically doing all this leading up to the WrestleMania.
Like, they used to have the Money in the Bank match used to be at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Since they moved that into its own pay-per-view, they've been trying to think of a way to... kind of sort of have that still
do it, yeah,
but then be able to get as, because it used to be the way of getting a bunch of people on WrestleMania,
yeah,
and get that WrestleMania payday without having them be in like individual matches,
which is a lot.
So now if you have a tag team version
you
of
get
that,
everybody,
you get double the amount of guys into this,
yeah,
so then you have all these guys, you have 12 guys out there instead of the six,
right,
and they all are fighting to win the championship.
And I'm not from the Alpha Academy and the New Day.
Academy is Chad Gable and Otis.
Yep.
And the New Day is Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston.
Okay. So.
And then the Creed brothers are the guys from NXT that they brought up recently.
Right. So they'll be tonight.
And they're against DIY.
And then also tonight is the Awesome Truth Battle.
Yes.
This is also a qualifying six for the big tag team match as well.
Correct.
It's the Awesome Truth Battle, Induce Sheer.
Indus Sheer? They're two Indian guys that they brought up from NXT. Oh,
okay. He's got a big beard.
Yes.
All right. So I get to see some new wrestlers I'm not familiar with tonight on Raw.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They're managed by Jinder Mahal.
Yes, I see a photo of him. He's very evil looking.
Yes. Yes.
The managers are always the best.
Well, he's a wrestler too, but he's in just...
He's the...
Just angry Indian guys. They really don't have any story.
No story. Them. Yeah. They're just qualifying.
Yes. But anyways, Brian.
What?
Besides all that wrestling news, we have breaking news that just came into the Geekonomics podcast office. We're just going to end the show, but I have to continue the show because this is big news.
What?
Just announced the Star Wars show, The Acolyte, is going to be coming out on June 4th of this year.
We haven't gotten a trailer.
We have a poster. The poster is just a. We'll post it on the show. We'll have it there. Josh is saying there's a trailer now. There's a trailer just dropped too. The poster is a lightsaber. It says, "In the age of light, darkness rises."
Wow. Well, should we end the show with us watching the trailer right now and giving us first reaction, and then we end the show?
Josh just sent me the poster. Have you sent me the...
Let me Google this.
Have you sent me the trailer yet?
You can cut out us.
Brian has it?
I don't have it. Right, I'm going to go to IGN.
Is it on YouTube?
IGN will have it.
Josh said it's on YouTube.
Trailer arriving tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Josh just said he just watched it, so...
Well, I'm clicking on the IGN ad...
Was it from yesterday, the 17th? Check to see what the date is.
First trailer arriving tomorrow. Star Wars Acolyte will arrive on Disney Plus June 4th, and its first trailer will be released tomorrow, March 19th.
There you go. The one you watched was a fake.
The big Star Wars news was shared on StarWars.com along with an ominous poster with the words, "In the age of light, a darkness rises."
Yes.
The Acolyte is set in the High Republic era of Star Wars timeline, which is going to be the prime of the Jedi Order. However, not everything is perfect. This could be good. There is no trailer until tomorrow, because they would have it right in the article.
Oh, it's a teaser.
Well, I'm
a teaser for the trailer.
Yeah. It's not. You know what? We'll talk about it next week.
We'll talk about it next week, but tomorrow, stay tuned. The trailer will be dropping tomorrow.
All right. We should wrap it up.
But yeah, so The Acolyte, June 4th, Star Wars is back.
Let's hope.
I'm excited.
Let's hope it's back.
So it's a show about the dark side of the Force during the New Republic times.
I want to be excited.
I'm excited already. But all right.
All right.
We're going to wrap this up.
Yes.
As always, be safe, be well, be kind.
And rewind. We'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next week, everybody.
See you next week.
Bye now.